Warning, this episode of Mothers Who Kill contains stories of a murder-suicide. If you or someone you know needs help or is having suicidal thoughts, please contact the Suicide Prevention Line, 1-800-273-8255, or go to www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org to chat with somebody if you don't feel comfortable talking over the phone.
Hey guys, it's Stacy, and welcome to Mothers Who Kill, Episode 2, Michelle Deegan. Alright guys, before we get started, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Miss Annie Elise over at 10 to Life for bringing this case to my attention. If you don't know who Annie is, do yourself a favor and go find her YouTube channel, her TikTok page, and listen to 10 to Life on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So here's what we know about the case so far. On Saturday, October 24th, 2020, at around 1:15 p.m., deputies were called to Sunflower Circle in Sudden Valley, Washington, for a welfare check. A roommate told police that he had found his landlord and her two children dead in an upstairs bedroom. Detectives say that 55-year-old Michelle Deegan killed her 7-year-old twin daughters, Mary and Katie, before turning the gun on herself. Detectives also stated that they believe Deegan did so as a result of a long-going custody dispute with her estranged ex-husband, who is yet to be named. Just 4 days before the shooting, a judge granted joint custody to Deegan and her estranged husband. The couple had most recently been fighting over who had the rights to make decisions about medical and educational situations for the twins. One of the girls had asthma, while the other had complex medical, psychological, and developmental delays, as well as being diagnosed with failure to thrive. The temporary parenting plan stated that Deegan would have decision-making responsibility for the girls' medical care, but that the records were to be shared with their father. Educational duties would be shared by both parents. Now, both parties agreed to this temporary plan, and at the time of the deaths, a final parenting plan had yet to be established. Michelle and her estranged husband's legal separation case began on October 26, 2016, and was ongoing as of the deaths. Now, I should make this very clear that the estranged husband has a strong alibi and has been ruled out as having any involvement in the deaths. Whatcom County Medical Examiner Gary Goldfogel ruled the girls' deaths as homicides and Michelle's as suicide. Goldfogel stated that each girl had strong sedatives in her system at the time of death, and that they each died of a large caliber gunshot wound to the head. Michelle then shot herself with the same weapon, which was registered to her. Goldfogel stated that there was an extensive documentation of suicidal thoughts that led up to the incident. Whatcom County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Deb Slater stated that as of October 27th, there were no updates on the case and that the investigation is still ongoing. She also stated that the office had not responded to the home on any domestic violence, mental health, child welfare, or welfare checks in the last year. There's not a lot of information out there on Michelle, but here's what I could find. She was a licensed psychologist who had a bachelor's degree in social work and a master's degree in professional counseling. She specialized in marriage and family therapy and was a member of the National Board of Certified Counselors, the American Counseling Association, and the American Mental Health Counselors Association. On her professional website, which has now been removed, Michelle posted, "My goal is to teach clients new ways of perceiving their problems, healthy coping behaviors for responding to their problem, and healthy attitudes and communication skills for working with their families, partners, or work environment so they can make changes in their own life." Michelle also had a professional Facebook page, Rising Sun Psychotherapy. Now, this page is still up if you want to go look at it, but you can see where she began posting narcissistic parenting posts in early August of this year, and they increased throughout October. On the day of the murder-suicide, October 23rd, she made 12 posts. Two of those article names are "Narcissistic Parents Are Literally Incapable of Loving Their Children" and "Narcissistic Parenting, A Setup for Suicide." If you scroll a little bit further on her page, you'll see where she posted a picture of a passage from, I'm assuming, a book. She had highlighted a few sentences that I'm going to read to you guys. It may give us insight of where she was mentally. I'm not really sure. It says, "Before my narcissistic relationship experience, I never understood why a woman would stay in a relationship with an abuser. Abuse doesn't necessarily start out in an obvious way. It creeps in slowly like a poisonous gas. The more you breathe the gas, the less clear your thoughts become. Your sense of what has happened has been completely distorted by exhausting mental games and emotional torment. I think if someone hasn't experienced that, it's almost impossible to understand that you can actually be driven temporarily mad by another person. Now, to me, these posts give an indication of where her head was at, where she was headed. Now, we don't know if the narcissist was Michelle or her husband. We just know that whatever was going on, she seemed like this was her only way out. Like, taking the girls with her was going to save them. But like I said, this is only my opinion, and I can only speculate. I can't give facts because, one, I'm not a psychologist, and two, I didn't know her personally. A friend of Michelle's took to Facebook to write, "Michelle was a wonderful woman. She had to have been trying in an absolutely sick, unimaginably twisted way, obviously, to protect the girls from a life with their dad without her. She was a kind and warm friend, bright and empathetic, a psychologist with a local practice that helped so many people, including me and my daughter. Every time she believed her divorce was almost final, she would be dragged into a new frivolous and expensive renegotiation. She had been bankrupt by litigation, right or wrong. She was worried for her girls with their dad. The sad irony is not lost on me. This was a mental health tragedy, not a terrible person. I just really want everyone to know that Michelle did not abuse the girls. She loved them. She was just sick and scared." I wish more friends and family members would speak out about Michelle. Maybe give us a glimpse into who she was as a mother, what type of person she was. This case is unbelievably tragic, and I wish we had more information. Since this case is ongoing, I'm hoping that law enforcement will have more details for us in the coming months. If they do, we will update you guys on our Facebook pages, Mothers Who Kill Podcast and Mothers Who Kill Discussion Group. Thank you guys so much for joining me today for episode 2. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and stay safe. As y'all can tell, Katie didn't join me for this episode, but I'm going to throw in a few outtakes. Y'all enjoy and have a good laugh at our expense. Hey y'all, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hey.
And you're listening to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week we're going to be discussing the Michelle Deegan case, the mother who murdered her children. Hey guys, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And you're listening to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week we are going to be talking about Michelle. Hey y'all, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And welcome to episode 2 of Mothers Who Kill. This week we're going to be Hey y'all, it's Stacy and Katie.
Hi.
And this week, Whatcom County Medical Examiner Gary Goldfolk. Whatcom County Medical Examiner Gary Goldfogel ruled the girl's death as a homicide and Michelle's as suicide. Goldfogel stated that each girl had strong sedatives in her system and that they each died of a large caliber, damn it, Stacy. Deegan also had a professional Facebook page, Rising Sun Psychotherapy. It is on that Facebook page that you can see where the narcissistic parenting post began as early as August 2020, with posts increasing throughout October 12th. Deegan also had a professional Facebook page, Rising Sun Psychotherapy. It is on that Facebook page that you can see where the... Please remember that you are never alone. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, self-harm, or just going through a rough time right now, please do not hesitate to call 800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255, where caring counselors are ready to talk without judgment 24/7, 365. You can also visit www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org to chat if you prefer. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255.